Lincoln understood that he needed the arts to replenish his soul.
Everywhere you look these days, some painter, filmmaker, and mime troupe seems to be looking for a handout for the arts. The Hollywood-based Creative Coalition recently descended on Washington to lobby for increased funding to the arts, which helps explain why Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey was talking up Honest Abe's love of the theater. Oddly, he didn't mention that an actor pulled the trigger on Lincoln. But despite all the star power in the universe, public funding of art is a bad idea for at least three reasons. Last December, the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery almost immediately caved to political pressure and removed a four-minute video called Fire in My Belly from an exhibition on sexual orientation and gender identity. The gallery heads yanked the piece, which featured ants crawling over a crucifix, after complaints from the Catholic League and, more important, several members of Congress who said the piece was sacrilegious. It's hard to believe that a private museum would have censored itself so quickly and so cravenly. But when the taxpayer is footing the bill, the most easily outraged constituent can wield a thug's veto. And who can blame them? People don't like to pay for things that insult their most cherished values. Government at every level is flat broke. Federal, state, and local governments are running massive deficits and shortfalls, and that's not going to change anytime soon. Proponents of the NEA and similar programs say that arts funding amounts to just pennies per citizen, while B-2 bombers cost us billions. But it's all money we don't have. And just because defense spending is out of control and needs to be cut drastically is no argument for funding yet another season of Doctor Who reruns. During a recent congressional hearing, the head of the National Endowment for the Arts defended tax funding of the San Francisco Mime Troupe on the grounds that it was a world-renowned theater organization that makes important contributions to the American theater. In other words, it should have little to no problem generating philanthropic donations from theater lovers all over the globe. Apart from taxes, Americans give about $13 billion in philanthropic donations to the arts every year. That's a lot of money. And if it's not enough to cover every request, well then the San Francisco Mime Troupe will just have to do better at working the crowd. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.